Day 19. The Queen of Heaven in the Kingdom of the Divine Will. The doors of heaven open. The Son of the Eternal Word places himself on the lookout. He sends his angel to tell the Virgin that the hour of God has come. The Soul to Our Celestial Mama. Holy Mama, here I am again, on the knees of my Mama. I am your child, who wants to be fed the food of your most sweet word, which brings me the balm to heal the wounds of my miserable human will. My Mama, speak to me. Let your powerful words descend into my heart and form a new creation, in order to form the seed of the divine will in my soul. Lesson of the Sovereign Queen. Dearest child, this is precisely the purpose for which I love so much to let you hear the celestial secrets of the divine fiat. The portents it can operate where it reigns completely, and the great harm of one who lets himself be dominated by the human will. That you may love the divine will, to let it form its throne within you, and abhor the human will, to make of it the footstool of the divine will, keeping it sacrificed at its divine feet. Now, my little child, listen to me. I continued my life in Nazareth. The divine fiat continued to expand its kingdom within me. It used my littlest acts, even the most indifferent ones, such as keeping the little house in order, starting the fire, sweeping, and all the tasks that are usually done in the families, to let me feel its life palpitating in the fire, in the water, in the food, in the air I breathed, in everything. And investing them, it formed over my little acts seas of light, of grace, of sanctity. Because wherever it reigns, the divine will has the power to form, from little trifles, new heavens of enchanting beauty. In fact, being immense, it does not know how to do small things. But with its power, it gives value to trifles and makes of them the greatest things, such as to astonish heaven and earth. Everything is holy. Everything is sacred for one who lives of divine will. Now, child of my heart, pay attention to me and listen. Several days before the descent of the Eternal Word upon earth, I could see heaven opened and the Son of the Divine Word at its doors, as though on the lookout for the one upon whom he was to take his flight, to render himself celestial prisoner of a creature. Oh, how beautiful it was to see him at the doors of heaven, as though on the lookout, and to spy the fortunate creature who was to host her creator. The sacrosanct Trinity no longer looked at the earth as alien to them, because there was little Mary who, possessing the divine will, had formed the divine kingdom in which he could descend safely, as in his own dwelling, in which he would find heaven and the many sons of the many acts of divine will done in my soul. The divinity overflowed with love and removing the mantle of justice, which for so many centuries they had kept with creatures, they covered themselves with the mantle of infinite mercy, and decreed among themselves the descent of the word. And were in the act of sounding the hour of the fulfillment. At this sound, heaven and earth were astounded, and all stood at attention, to be spectator of such a great excess of love, and a prodigy so unheard of. Your mamma felt ignited with love, and echoing the love of my Creator, I wanted to form one single sea of love, so that the word might descend upon earth within it. My prayers were incessant, and while I was praying in my little room, an angel came, sent from heaven as messenger of the great King. He came before me, and bowing, he hailed me, "Hail, O Mary, our Queen! The divine fiat has filled you with grace. He has already pronounced his fiat, that he wants to descend. He is already behind my shoulders, but he wants your fiat to form the fulfillment of his fiat." At such a great announcement, so much desired by me, although I had never thought I would be the chosen one, I was stupefied and hesitated one instant. But the angel of the Lord told me, "Do not fear, our queen, for you have found grace before God. You have conquered our Creator. Therefore, complete the victory. Pronounce your fiat." I pronounced my fiat, and, oh marvel, the two fiat fused together, and the divine word descended into me. My fiat, which was endowed with the same value as the divine fiat, from the seed of my humanity, formed a tiny little humanity which was to enclose the Word, and the great prodigy of the Incarnation was accomplished. Oh, power of the Supreme Fiat, you raised me so high as to render me powerful to the point of being able to create within me that humanity which was to enclose the Eternal Word, whom heaven and earth could not contain. The heavens were shaken, and all creation assumed the attitude of feast. And exulting with joy, they peeked over the little house of Nazareth to give homages and obsequies to the Creator made man. And in their mute language, they said, "O prodigy of prodigies, which only a God could do, immensity has made itself little, power has rendered itself powerless, his unreachable height has lowered itself deep into the abyss of the womb of a virgin. And at the same time, he is little and immense, powerful and powerless, strong and weak." My dear child, you cannot comprehend what your mama experienced in the act of the incarnation of the Word. All pressed upon me and awaited my fiat, I could say, omnipotent. Now, dear child, listen to me. How much you should take to heart doing the divine will and living of it. My power still exists. Let me pronounce my fiat over your soul. But in order to do this, I want your own. A true good cannot be done with one alone. The greatest works are always done between two. God himself did not want to do it on his own, but wanted me together with him to form the great prodigy of the Incarnation. And in my fiat and in his, the life of the man-God was formed. The destiny of mankind was restored. Heaven was no longer closed. All goods were enclosed between the two fiats. Therefore, let us pronounce them together. Fiat. Fiat. And my maternal love will enclose in you the life of the divine will. Enough for now. Tomorrow, I will wait for you again to narrate to my child the continuation of the Incarnation. The soul. Beautiful Mama, I feel stupefied in hearing your beautiful lessons. Oh, please, I pray you to pronounce your fiat over me, and I will pronounce my own, so that that fiat, for which you so much yearn to reign as life in me, may be conceived in me.